Hi, this is Rabbi Eric Levy. I'm pleased to bring to you the 7th and 8th Mishnah, Mishnah Zayin and Chet, of the 3rd chapter of Bava Metzia for OU Radio's Shnayim Mishnah program. Hamafkid Perot Eitzel Chavero, Hari Ze Yotzi Lo Chesronot. As we discussed, there are, in the previous Mishnah, there are acceptable and unacceptable losses when one gives one's items or produce to watch, and this Mishnah is going to describe what they are. So it says someone who gives his produce, somebody else's produce, to a shomer to watch, that shomer will return the items, but yotzi lo chesronot. They will remove losses from the overall amount returned. So, essentially, all produce suffers loss, and the Mishnah will focus specifically on the problem of rodents eating some of the produce which is set into storage. And again, what we have to do is sort of remind ourselves that this is a situation where the guard does not know exactly what to return, and that's because he didn't store the items separately, which is something we saw previously, although there, when he didn't store them separately, the question was, who was the person who gave the item? Was it the expensive item or not the expensive item? Here, had the person stored the produce, let's say big bushels of wheat, separately, so he would have just returned the bushels of wheat, and whatever the rodents ate, the rodents ate. Here the problem is he stored it with his own things, and he didn't do that for nefarious reasons or responsible reasons, but actually that was more common. If you have a gigantic granary, so you throw the person's 100, whatever, kilo, or we'll see what the measurements are shortly, into the overall granary, and the question is, how much do I return, or specifically, how much do I remove from the amount that I need to return based on an expected loss, which you can't tell exactly because it was mixed in with all the other things. So, essentially, the question is, how much of an item is the expected loss over a period of time? And the Mishnah is discussing specifically about losses in Eretz Yisrael as the seasons existed at the time, but obviously it depends on, you know, what your rodent population is and what your climate situation is, but these are the amounts of acceptable loss for various types of produce in Eretz Yisrael at the time of the Tanaim, the time of the authors of the Mishnah. L'chitim ul'orez, tisha chatzei kabin l'kor. So, for wheat and rice, you expect a loss of 9 halves, meaning 4.5 kavs per kor. So we'll have to discuss what a kav and a kor is. A kav, or let's do it the other way, a kor is 30 sa'a, and a sa'a is 6 kavs. So that means that one kor is made up of 180 kavs. A kav, by the way, is approximately 2 liters. So figure a large bottle of Diet Coke, picture that, and picture it filled with wheat or rice. The assumption is that it's been peeled, wheat or rice, the chaff or the cover has been taken off. Imagine a single bottle of Coke of wheat or rice grains would be a kav, and 180 of them would be a kor. So essentially, we expect 4.5 kavs to be lost, which is 2.5% loss to rodents and eating the items. It seems reasonable. L'sa'orim u'ledochan, tisha kavim l'kor. So for barley or for millet, millet is a roundish-shaped grain, and one would expect 9 whole kavs to be lost, or 9 out of 180, or 5%, twice as much as the chitim and the orez, the wheat and the rice. L'ksumim u'lezerah pishtan, shlosh sa'im l'kor. K'sumim or buckwheat, also used called kasha, if you ever like to eat kasha vanishkas, so that's the grainy stuff there. And zera pishtan is flaxseed, and one expects 3 out of the 30, since there are 30 sa'as in a kor, so one expects 3 sa'as to essentially be lost, which means only 27 are returned, meaning a 10% loss. The Tanakhama will now make an assertion. So far nobody seems to be arguing with the expected losses for the various types of grains in Eretz Yisrael. But now the Tanakhama will make an assertion that will be disputed, or at least part of it will be. Hakol lefi hamida, hakol lefi hazman. So all according to size and or amount, or I should say all according to volume and all according to time. The second is more obvious, and it means that the amounts that were stated originally were an annual loss. So therefore, if one was watching one's wheat for a half a year rather than a whole year, so then you would only take off 1.25% rather than the expected 2.5%. Now, what does he mean by midah, size or volume? So here the Tanakhama believes everything is proportional. The more that is stored, the more the loss will be. It's a percentage issue. That percentage always stays the same. So if you lose 4.5 cobs of wheat for one core of stored wheat, then if you stored 2 cores of wheat, you would lose 9 cobs, double the amount, although the same percentage. However, Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri v'chimayach balehen lachbarim v'alo ochlin ben meharbeu ben mekimah. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri argues and says the mice don't know from percentages. They don't care how much is in there. They just eat what they need to eat. So therefore, the measurement is always the same. Ela eino motzi lo chesronot el lekor achad bilvad. And those losses are only measured against a single core. So the Mishnah said you lose 4.5 cobs or 2.5% of one core of storage. And then again, is whether it's one core of storage or 2 cores of storage or 1,000 cores of storage, you always only take out 4.5 cobs, which in those cases will be a much smaller percentage. Now you could argue, and I suspect the Tanakhama's reasoning is that if you have more food, then more rodents will tell their friends about the fine dinner at somebody's granary, and more rodents will come to eat. So the more food you have, the more food you lose, and the percentage stays the same. It's the volume that increases. And in fact, we follow the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yehuda, however, who's about to speak, not only follows Rabbi Yochanan's rule, that we don't, but he does, but he actually extends it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Im hayita mida meruba, if you have this massive amount, eino motzi lo chesronot, then no losses are taken out, b'pnei shemoti ro, because they expand. What that means is, and the Gemara says a massive amount of storage would be 10 cores, or approximately 3,600 liters of volume of grain, of grains of some sort, then no losses are deducted when the guard returns the items. And why is that true? It's because in Israel, the season you moved from a dry season when the grains were picked to a wetter season when the person's going to collect what was stored by them. And because of the wetness, there's a small amount of expansion. Since Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, who Rabbi Yehuda is agreeing with, feels that the percentage doesn't grow, but they always take 4.5 core. So if you have a large amount, there's a natural expansion in the wheat. That is, the wheat is going to be, in Hebrew, menapeach, it's going to fluff up a little bit, and it's going to fluff up about the same amount that the animals, that these rodents would have eaten. The rodents are going to eat 4.5 cobs of your grain, of your massive amount of grain, and the grain by itself is going to naturally expand by 4.5 cobs in volume, and therefore you return the exact amount of measure when you took it in that you do when you return it. Mishnah Chet continues with the idea of items given into storage, which undergo a natural loss, and the items that are going to be discussed are specifically wine and olive oil. And again, this is a case where the items were not stored separately, but were included in the guardian's overall products, and they were stored in the same barrels or containers or what have you. So, Yotzi lo shtut liayin. If you were storing wine, according to the Tanakhama, you remove a sixth. You return 5/6 of the item. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says chamesh. He says you actually remove 1/5, which means you give back 80% of the wine, and you assume that a good fifth or 20% of the wine was absorbed into the walls of the barrels that were storing the wine. When it comes to olive oil, yotzi lo shloshet lugim shem lemea, lo gumechsa shmarim, lo gumechsa bala. So if you have olive oil, or not really olive oil, more like olive squish. We're not talking about virgin olive oil here. We're talking about the kind of pasty, thick stuff that you get after squishing olives and going through the first pressing process. So it says that you lose 3%, and 1.5%, 1.5 lugs are lost to the dregs that settle at the bottom, and 1.5 lugs are absorbed by the containers themselves. And therefore, based on that, imhaya shemen mizukak, so if it was that you were storing, if the guy had you store not his olive squish, but actual virgin olive oil, which means there are no shmarim, there are no dregs that are going to settle down to the bottom as a natural loss of volume, so therefore you do not remove that 1.5%. And conversely, yishanim, if you were using earthenware pots to store the oil, but those were very old earthenware pots, so they had already absorbed into them as much oil as they could, which means they're not going to absorb any more. Eino motzi lo bela, so therefore you don't take the 1.5 lugs that would have been absorbed to the sides, because they're simply not going to be absorbed into the side. By the way, a lug is 1/4 of a kav, and therefore about half of a liter. So last Mishnah I mentioned a large size bottle of Diet Coke, and in this case it would be, I guess, one of those 16-ounce bottles of Diet Coke, approximately. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Afa Mocher Shemen Mezukak L'Chaveiro Kol Yemot HaShana Harizem Mekabel Alav Logu Machzah Shmarim L'Meya. So Rabbi Yehuda's statement is not entirely clear exactly what situation he's referring to exactly. Although it's clear that, since it says Rabbi Yehuda Omer, it's clear he's arguing with the Tana Kama. So there's some dispute about exactly what they're arguing about, but we're going to go with the straightforward read. The situation here is that a buyer accepts that when a seller is selling him a certain amount of stuff, let's say at the beginning of the year you said, you know, over the course of the year I'm selling you 100 lug of virgin olive oil. It says specifically Shemen Mezukak. Nonetheless, there's a certain amount of loss of dregs that would take place, and the seller understands that that's going to take place, and therefore, when the guy actually comes, let's say, weekly to collect his proportion of olive oil that he's going to use in all of his nice salads and stir fries, so the seller is going to remove 1.5% for dregs loss, for the shmarim, for the stuff that settles, the settlement stuff that settles at the bottom. And therefore, it's not just a storage where these items have to be considered a loss, but even on a sale, and even on a sale of virgin olive oil, that you have to expect a certain amount of loss over time, and therefore the seller is only going to give to the purchaser 98.5% of the volume that he purchased. And the Tanakhama disagrees.